The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wizard moon boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say,
and we say ma'am. And into that, don't give a damn. Hey, this is it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe this. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. But you want to know how important this show is. The president is waiting for us, for our show, to go live. He's letting Lee Greenwood speak. This is live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Listen, this is live right now. Arranged by Republic Broadcasting. I mean, complete coordination with us. And this is live. The president is about to begin speaking. And you are there. Here it is. Here he is.
Oh, hello, New Hampshire. Hello. You think it was easy to get up here tonight? It wasn't. I almost said they'd understand if I didn't show up. This crowd would not be happy. Had a lot of people outside. They couldn't get in. But this was a beautiful trip, actually. It's beautiful. It's a great place, and we've had tremendous luck here, as you know. They did a big favor for me in 2016. You remember that? We came in and we blasted it. But I'm thrilled to be back in the great state of New Hampshire. As you know, earlier this week, we had a really monumental, I would say monumental, right? It was the biggest ever. There's never
biggest
been
ever.
Quite like it. It's not even close. I think it was double the best ever. But it was a win in Iowa, great place, incredible people. You know, the people there are great. They're great all over our country. They feel the same way. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple thing to think, right? We want to make America. Remember when Biden goes around all over, we're going to fight MAGA. I want to ask him, Joe, do you know what MAGA means? Because he doesn't have any idea. It's called Make America Great Again, right? But we were the first ever to get over that 50%. We actually had 52%, and that's never been done. And they were saying we might hit 40, and 40 was really monumental. That was big, and we got 52. And it's time for the Republican Party, frankly, to come together and to unify. We have
right.
to unify and focus all
right.
of our resources and energy and effort on defeating crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country. And the radical left Democrats this November, we have to do it with your vote. 6 days from now. 6 days. It's starting, right? Those two great places, they got it going. We just left Iowa. Now we're going to soon be leaving New Hampshire with a big victory, right? Based on the polls that just came out 20 minutes ago, it's going to be a big victory. I can tell you that. Then we're going to crush right after that. We're going to win, and we're going to crush Crooked Joe, and then, you know, we're going to put America first, and we're going to start drill, baby, drill, and we're going to do a lot of things. I mean, we had the safest border in history. We're going to make it the safest border in history again. As you probably know, Nikki Haley
Ooh.
Is counting on Democrats to
Ooh.
Think of that. She's a damn. Well, they want to run against her. They're putting a lot of Democrats because they want to, they don't want to run against me. In 2016, they lost. And in 2020, I did much better than we did in 2016. Bad things happen. I don't want them turning off their cameras. Bad things happen. You know, when they hear that, oh, we have to immediately turn off our cameras. But you know what happened. But we're not going to let that happen again. But we did much better in 2020 than we did in 2016. Nikki Haley is counting on Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. By the way, what's that all about? You're the only one. That's Sununu, I guess, right? The most overrated governor. He's no longer a popular governor. You know, this guy, just so you understand, I was never a fan of his, to be honest. He could have run for the Senate. He could have won. It would have given us the majority. But no, he wanted to run for president. And he did run for president. You know, I beat him in your state, New Hampshire. I beat him by 44 points. I was leading him 44 points. But he ran for president. He just didn't have the courage to say he was running. You know, he ran. I never saw a guy do more television than he did. And in the end, he had about 2 points. He had, I think, 1 point more than Ada Hutchinson. OK, you know. But why does he allow Democrats to vote in the Republican primary? Why does he allow independents and liberals to vote? This is about Republicans, and then we'll bring them in as they start to realize what a great job we're doing, right? But why does he allow Democrats to come in and vote? It's ridiculous. But despite that, we're leading by a lot, and I think it's going to be a little bit like Iowa. We were leading by a lot, and then we broke this record, and some people were surprised, but I wasn't, because I saw the enthusiasm. We have the same enthusiasm here. And then we go to Nevada, where I think we're up 94 points.
Okay. Oh, my.
In fact, I hear that we're up 100 points because Ron DeSanctimonious just dropped out of the race, and he's the only one that tried the challenge.
Oh, my goodness.
And he just dropped out of the race. He just announced it. They're dropping out.
I didn't know that. Sanctimonious out? Wow.
Well, wait a minute. You might have missed. This can only happen. I meant, when I say he dropped out of the race, he dropped out of the race in Nevada.
Oh.
No, I was wondering. You know, I sort of checked myself. I thought the applause was a little bit strong. No. He checked out.
Beautiful.
That's very funny. I'm glad I caught it. Because they're going, we have breaking news. Ron DeSanctimonious. Maybe I should have left it that way. What the hell? It's going to happen anyway. We should have left it. That way the fake news would have been about four days early. That's all. No, that's fine. No, I just thought that the emotion was so great. I said, I know it's great. He just dropped out of Nevada, but it's not that big a deal, football player, a great football player. No, he just dropped out of Nevada, so he was the only one that challenged us there, and that meant, because we were up by, I think, 94, 95 points. It's not bad. And so now we've got 100% of Nevada. And then a lot of people think South Carolina is next, it's Nevada. And then we go to South Carolina, where we're leading Nikki, I think, by like 60 points. I mean, that tells you a lot. How do you lose your own state, your governor of a state, and you're down by 60? I don't think that's going to change. She's, he says bird brain.
Bird brain.
That's a tough one. That's bird brain. But one of those things, isn't it? Welcome to the world of politics. The people behind Nikki Haley are pro-amnesty. They're pro-China. They're pro-open borders. You know, she wants open borders. Don't kid yourself. Pro-war. And they're pro-Biden, because those are the people that are sending them. Biden people are coming in. They have Biden stuff, and they're coming in to register and to vote in your primary.
Yes.
It is crazy. You got to get that changed. We're going to take it. If we weren't popular, how do you win? Where everybody's allowed basically to come and vote. The enemy, which let's say in this case, until it's over, because you know the whole country is going to unify by its success. When we're successful, the country is going to be unified. We are going to unify our country through success. But right now, we don't want Democrats voting in the Republican primary, Sununu. Sununu ought to do that instead of walking around with Nikki Haley, and her polls go down every day. The radical left Democrats are supporting Nikki Haley because they know she's much easier to beat than Trump. And you know what? If she weren't, they wouldn't be doing it. But, you know, they're great disinformation people. Misinformation, disinformation. You know, they're almost the same, but not quite. But let's not go into definitions right now. They're very close, actually. A lot of people still don't understand it, but I give them credit for both. But they are literally, what they're doing is they will say, we want to run against Trump so bad. In the meantime, they're sending all their people to vote for Nikki Haley. The reason they do that is they want to run against.
I'll turn it down. Haley. Forgive me. I'm turning it down just a little bit because we didn't get a chance to announce our show. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show, in case you were wondering. I'm James Kelso. This is live radio brought to you by Republic Broadcasting down there in Round Rock, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. You can send in your support at republicbroadcasting.org. It is, as we speak, it is January 17th, a sweltering 0 degrees here in northern North Dakota. And we're warm and cozy here in our homes in northern North Dakota. We tend to stay indoors in such situations. So we'll go back to Donald Trump. And I mean, this is unbelievable. He, as we opened our show, at that moment, Lee Greenwood stopped his song and Donald Trump took the microphone. I mean, I was just kidding that this show is coordinating with the president. We're scrambling with the president.
You know what? He can get away with it, right? It's all right. You know, they're probably saying to their viewers that we'd like to excuse ourselves for that. In Iowa, nearly 50% of Haley voters said they plan to vote for Biden in November. Now, that means that she's like
wow.
a Democrat.
Wow.
I actually think she might
vote
for the Democrat Party. And I know very well.
50%.
I really put her there because I wanted to make the lieutenant governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster's fan, to one of the best governors. And by the way, he really closed his guy. You know, he took care of COVID. He got rid of it. He had it open. Ron had his Florida was closed for and strongly closed. And he loved Fauci. Just so you understand, I see where I was against Fauci. Yeah. Like about 6 months later, he loved Fauci and his state was totally closed. Henry McMaster, truly, he kept that state open, South Carolina, one of the great successes. If you look at South Dakota, I could name you 7 or 8 states that really did a job. They really did. But I made him the governor. He went from lieutenant governor to governor. That was about 90% of what I wanted with making her, putting her into the United Nations. And I put her in. She can't negotiate. I'm telling you, she can't negotiate. She's a lousy negotiator. Other than that, she's wonderful. She's a wonderful person. But if she wins, Biden wins. And I'm telling you that. And that's why they're sending all of these Democrats in to run. And it's crazy. And you got to change that rule, that law that allows Democrats to come down. And also this one-day deal where they can walk in and just sign up right away. Voter registration. You got to change this stuff, Sununu. Sununu's not doing his job. I'll tell you what. I think Sununu is right now unelectable in New Hampshire. Okay? I think he's
right.
Unelectable.
Right. Rhino.
And, you know, he has a long history because his father actually treated me very well. I don't know what happened to the father. He's letting his son do this stuff. I don't know what happened to the father, but the father was okay. He was treating me pretty good. Actually, at the end, when I was winning everything, he treated me perfectly. Before, at the beginning, it wasn't that way, but he's got to straighten out his son because they have to straighten out voting in your state. And if they don't straighten it out, you're going to have some very unpleasant surprises. But it's not going to happen with us because we're leading by a lot, despite the fact they have Democrats voting because of Nikki Haley. So if you want a nominee who is endorsed by all of the rhinos, globalists, never Trumpers and crooked Joe Biden's biggest donors, you know, her biggest donors are backers of crooked Joe. Is Bill Gates endorsing? Oh, and then when he comes to the White House to kiss my ass, I got to remember that. He's always coming. Hello, I'm Bill Gates. Hello, Bill. How you doing, Bill? What's up? No, but if you like all of those things, including the rhinos, then she's your candidate, I'll tell you. If you want to defeat the radical left Democrats and save America, you vote for President Trump, and we're going to do it very quickly. We had our time.
Oh, my gosh.
Primary day, most importantly, is this Tuesday, January 23rd. It's amazing how it's upon us, right? It's upon us. We're going to have the 4 greatest years in the history of our country. And remember this, we had the greatest economy. We had a tremendous success. Think of all the things we did, the best border, You never would have had Ukraine being attacked by Russia. It wouldn't have happened. I get along with Putin. I get along with Zelensky. What a horrible thing. And when you see the real number of lives, it's staggering. And all of those cities are wiped out. I mean, they're obliterated. You know, when they say we're fighting, the cities are obliterated. It's what a sad thing. You never would have had the attack on Israel. Would have never, ever happened. You remember, Iran was broke under me. They were broke. They didn't have the money to do that. They're the funders of terror, and they didn't have the money. China is now looking to go into Taiwan, and I think they're just, you know, just looking. But they're a little concerned because they hear I'm coming down the road, and they would have never done it. They would have never done it. You know, the only thing we have is stock market that's going, and the reason the stock market's okay is because they all think I'm going to win because the polls have us so far ahead. And if I don't win, I really believe you're going to have a Great Depression, just like 1929, because that's where it's headed. All the information you need is available at nh.donaldjtrump.com. Okay, so get out and vote. We got to vote, and we have to win by a lot. Don't believe the polls. It has us winning by a lot over Nikki, over everybody. I mean, Ron is in fifth or sixth place. What the hell happened to Ron? Does anybody know what happened to Ron? I think I happened to Ron.
Oh,
you know
God.
What? I made Ron. I got him elected. I got him the nomination first, and I got him elected. Remember, he was running against a guy that turned out to be a crackhead, unfortunately. But at the time, he was a very popular guy and, you know, good-looking guy. They used to say he's going to be a president of the United States within 12 years. He's going to be a president of the United States. That didn't work out too well, I don't think. But he didn't think he could beat him, but I got him elected. He was down. It was over. I mean, it was over. You know, in Florida. And he came to see me, tears in his eyes. And he needed my endorsement. I said, Ron, you're so far down that if I were George Washington and Abraham Lincoln put together, I couldn't get you elected. He said, no, you're very popular in Florida. If you endorse me. And I endorsed him, and he went up like a rocket ship. And he ended up winning his thing. He had no chance. He was down like 30 or 40 points. And then, like, instantly he went up.
Oh, my goodness. Like, now, forgive me again. Everybody in this audience, of course, has heard that narration of the sanctimonious story, how Donald Trump made him. So you'll forgive me for interrupting the president for a moment. But here we are. He's the president setting the stage. He's in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. One of five stops he is making. He made one last night. Five stops between now and next Tuesday, when the New Hampshire primary occurs. And what he was referring to there that's terrible, and thank you, Rhino Governor Sununu, Democrats can waltz into a voting place, register as Republicans, and then vote for Nikki Haley. And that's what they're doing. And you just heard the president refer to the fact that maybe half of the people who voted for Nikki Haley in Iowa were Democrat Biden supporters. And I'll give you another little detail here before we go back to the president. This is a juicy gem. You may have noticed that the president won 98 out of 99 counties in Iowa on Monday. What's that one county? Wait a minute. What happened? He won 98 of 99. Nikki Haley won one single county, we are told. But did she? That county is the location of the University of Iowa. And guess what happened? At that voting location, they had so many people re-registering from Democrat to Republican that they ran out of forms, re-registration forms. They had to send out some of their activist people to go fire up a bunch of printers and print up more re-registration forms so that they could fake in votes for Nikki Haley. And you're not going to believe the rest of the story. Like Paul Harvey, right after the break, I'll give you the rest of the story.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge
right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land.
Big John.
That's Big Bad Big Donald John Trump. What we're talking about there. And here he is. Let's turn the volume up. This is Portsmouth, New Hampshire, right now. Wrong button. Sorry.
Catch and release in Mexico. You know catch and release? We have catch and release in the United States. I said, we're going to change two words. We're going to change from United States. We're going to deduct one from United States. I'm actually right. Two words, because you have to be careful because they get you in this. But two words, you're going to bring it down to one. It's going to be Mexico's replacing United States, right? But it's catch and release, and we're going to put them and leave them in Mexico until we vet them and see. Because right now we have millions of people streaming into our country. It's an invasion. And you take a look at that invasion. They're coming from all over the world, not just South America, not just from Guatemala and Honduras, not just from Mexico. They're coming from all over the world. They're coming from Africa. They're coming from the Congo.
we caught the other night. They caught some people that looked pretty tough. And we thought they were soldiers from the Congo. They weren't. They were prisoners from the Congo. They were prisoners. The good news is they make our prisoners look like sweethearts, okay? These are seriously tough people. So they came in. They're coming in from Africa. They're coming in from Asia. They're coming from all over the Middle East. They're coming from Yemen. Yesterday, they caught four people. They call them Yemenis. That's the country we're bombing right now. And the one in charge of the bombing is sitting in a hospital with a laptop on his stomach, like a child would play war games, right, with a laptop. And he was missing in action for 5 days. He was the Secretary of Defense. He was missing in action for 5 days. One thing I'll say about Biden, he's very loyal. He never fires anybody. I sort of had the opposite. I am more loyal than him, but I was the opposite. I used to fire a lot of people because if they didn't do a job, they got fired. And it sort of gave them incentive. But he never fires anybody. When you have Afghanistan and you don't fire one person, not one general. I got rid of Comey. I fired Comey because he was no good. He was terrible at the FBI. And it was not an easy firing either. But if we didn't do that, we probably wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now because they had bad things in mind. They had bad things in mind. But this guy never fires anybody, no matter how bad they are. Look at what's happening with our airports. And it's a disaster. And Buttigieg, you know Buttigieg? You know, years ago, I said, how do you pronounce that damn name? And they said, Buttigieg, the word edge. That's the way it's pronounced, Buttigieg. He ain't doing too good a job. Those airports are bad. If people get a plane that's on time, it's like a miracle, right? It's like, did you know that I actually got out 2 weeks ago? I got on time. But these planes are sometimes 2 days late. It's the worst it's ever been. There's never been anything like it. And he's supposed to be one of the hot candidates for president. I don't think that's going to work out. Do you think Pocahontas is going to run again?
Oh, no.
Somebody said, what's the best of your nicknames? I said, I don't get into that because so many of them are now friends of mine. They said, could you do me a favor? Don't do that to me anymore. I could give you a lot of them. A lot of good Republicans have nicknames, and, you know, during the primaries, right? But they disappeared. But I think one of the better ones is Pocahontas because they said she was of Indian blood. Her mother said her cheekbones were high and therefore she's an Indian, okay? She got away with a lot, right? She got jobs because of it. She went to college because of it, good colleges. And they said, how the hell did she ever get into those colleges? She got in because she was, according to her, an Indian. That knocked out her career pretty fast, too, didn't it? As soon as I get back in the White House, I will quickly end Joe Biden's inflation catastrophe. We will stop his wasteful spending. We will terminate his Green New Scam. And we will, I said, drill, baby, drill. We're going to drill, baby, drill. And you can bank on this because it's easy. Despite your governor, he should have been able to do it himself. We will cut New Hampshire energy prices in half, and we will do it very, very quickly. New Hampshire, your prices are going to be cut, and they're going to be cut very substantially. We can get your energy down to less than half substantial. I'm going to focus on it. And it's not only here. Massachusetts, all of New England has energy prices that are double, some places triple, other places in the U.S. And that shouldn't be happening. That shouldn't be happening. And that's why you need good governors. Well, Joe Biden is pushing the largest tax hike in American history, which he is. I will make the Trump tax cuts the largest ever, larger than Reagan's. I'm going to make them permanent. We have to make them permanent. If the Democrats get in, they're going to let that float. You know, it comes due in a year less, and they're going to let it float. Your taxes will go up approximately four times. Would you mind paying four times more than you're paying right now? You would not be happy, right? She's a good Trump fan, this one, right? When I see a Trump sign 2020, she's got a 2020 because you remember.
Manners were praying and hearts.
We'll be right back.
Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
P.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Xtendivite.com. That's Xtendivite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. We're back, folks. This is Donald Trump live. I'm not kidding. This is live. You're present at history and coming to you from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And so I'm going to turn the volume back up on the president. Let me just get my mouse organized here in case, just to keep track of all of you online here. Let me open my box here. There it is. Okay. Here we go. Here comes the president.
People come in with the worst injuries you've ever seen. You know, they're unbelievable. But I said, what about it? Because, you know, when they say that me cognitively, I mean, I'm up here making a speech with no notes. I got these teleprompters. I haven't started practically reading them yet. Do you think he could do that? He can't do it. He can't read the teleprompters. He can't find the stairs off the damn podium. But I said, well, I'm going to test. So what's the story? He said, well, the problem is, you know, people will find out. And if you do badly, it's not a particularly good thing. You don't want to have some guy get like a disaster. I said, well, is it a hard test? It can be hard. I said, look, I got to take it because I got to shut it up. And I took it and I aced it. I think it was 30 questions. And let me tell you, you know, they always show you the first one, like a giraffe, a tiger, or this, or that, a whale. Which one is the whale? Okay, and that goes on for 3 or 4, and then it gets harder and harder and harder. And then it's multiplied 3,293 times 4, divide by 3. They have plenty of tough stuff. But those last 15, 20 questions, I guarantee you Biden couldn't get by number 3. I think he'd probably get the whale. You know a test for a president? If you had a little store someplace like a candy store, would you trust Joe Biden to run your store while you go off to New Hampshire to find a small hill to go skiing? The answer is no way, but you'd trust Trump. Now, but some people would say, I trust Trump in terms of competence, but I don't want him to run away with my damn stuff. You know, they'd trust Trump. They give me such a bum rap, these people. They are so bad. They are so bad. But they would trust Trump, but they wouldn't trust Biden. They had a thing the other day. What would you trust him to run your business? Okay, small business, tiny little. What's the smallest business? What's the easiest? Whatever it is. A lemonade stand. He said, thank you. Thank you very much. I was waiting for that. That's very good. I would say that would get A on the question, right? A lemonade stand. Would you trust Joe Biden to run a lemonade stand while your son leaves for vacation for 3 days to another nicer, even nicer part of New Hampshire, right? The answer is nobody would trust him. Nobody would trust him. And he's running the country, and he's negotiating with Putin and President Xi, who are very strong, and Kim Jong-un, he's negotiating with, who doesn't even want to talk to him. They don't even return his phone calls. They don't respect us. They laugh at us, and we have become a joke. We have become a joke. But we will be a great nation again, and it'll be very quick. Just think of the field day Biden would have with Haley or DeSanctimonious. Take a look at the polls. She's getting killed. And she uses that one poll. I'm telling you, it's filthy dirty. It's like, here, I'm up. She would get killed. But they want her badly. Nikki Haley wants to gut Medicare and Social Security. She says the retirement age of 65 is way too low. She wants it to be 75 or 77. Anybody, you must be about 69. That looks... Now, actually, he's very, you know what they really want to do? They want to really go after very young people, you know, put it back far enough. You'd fit that bill. You're not going to be happy in 20 years, I can tell you that. But while Ron voted three times to raise the age, he actually voted. You know, he's a big Paul Ryan fan. Anybody that's a Paul Ryan fan, you don't want in the Republican Party. Nikki said she wants to raise the retirement age to match the life expectancy, which really means that you're talking about 77 or 78. Is everybody happy with that? I had a feeling you might say that. But you're going to work your entire life. You work all the time, and you earn that. And, you know, we have more liquid gold and wealth under our feet than any other nation. We have more liquid gold, oil and gas, more liquid gold. Well, I just met non-liquid gold. You know where it was? Iowa. It's called corn. They have, it's non-liquid. That's my take. You have more non-liquid gold. They said, what is that? I said, corn. They said, we love that idea. You know, that's a pretty cool thought, isn't it? That's a nickname in its own way, but we came up with a new word for a new couple of words for corn. Nikki Haley supported Rhino Paul Ryan's 2011 plan to destroy Medicare, the same plan that led the Democrat ads, which was a disastrous ad, showing Republicans wheeling Granny off the cliff. Do you remember that? That was Paul Ryan throwing Granny off the cliff. We're not doing that. We're not taking care of our grannies like that. And speaking of grannies, tomorrow I have a funeral for the mother who was a great woman of Melania, our first lady, and a popular first lady, former first lady, you could say, they're all saying first lady, it's not first lady, but a very popular first lady, and her mother was incredible, and I'm leaving from here, and I'm going to Florida, we're going to have a beautiful service for our beautiful we say grandmother because Barron, nobody took care of Barron. Nobody took care of a child better than she did. She loved Barron so much. And she fed him. She wanted only her food. And he turned out to be very tall. So she did a very good job with the food, I would say, you know. But Barron loved her so much. He's having a hard time with that. And Melania loved her so much. So we're going to have a beautiful funeral service for her tomorrow in Florida, in Palm Beach, Florida. A vote for Nikki Haley this Tuesday is a vote for Joe Biden and a Democrat Congress this November, because that's what's going to happen. You can't do it. A vote for Donald Trump is a vote to fire crooked Joe Biden, kick the Biden crime family out of the White House. Did you ever see anything like this? And you know about voter stuff. They rig the election, right? So they rig the election, and they go after the people that are after the ones that rig the election. They don't go after the people that rig the election. We're changing things around a lot. We got to get there. We got to win this election. This is the most important election in the history of our country.
Yes. Hear, hear.
Think of it. Do you ever hear where they go after people that rigged it? They rigged the election. Interesting, going into Iowa, they did a poll. I think it was 79% of the people think the election was rigged. And you can't have that. Even that thought process, you can't have that. You have to have two things so important. You have to have free and fair elections. I mean, they have to be filtered. Ideally, they should be on paper, all paper, same day voting.
Yes.
And voter ID, right? Voter ID. You don't have voter ID. Why do the Democrats fight voter ID? They have voter ID. They have ID on everything. You buy a loaf of bread, you have ID. Everything to get into a store. But they don't want it for one reason, because they cheat. They want to cheat. They want no. Oh, you have to see when you say, all right, let's do a plan. We'll start off with voter ID. We don't want any voter ID. That means there's only one reason for that. They want to cheat. So we have to turn it around, but we have to win this election. We got to win this election. And you have to get out. You know, the big thing, and I said this till we were all blue in the face. I said this last week in Iowa. We were leading by a lot. We were leading by like numbers almost like we got. Actually, we got more than even we thought. But, you know, setting records. But I said, don't believe the polls. You got to go out. We need big margins. And look how strong that looked, because we have to set the tone for November. We have to let them know we're coming. And, you know, there's a point at which they can't cheat. And we have to put ourselves in the position where it's so big that they can't do it, because they cheat automatically. And they've done it for years.
Yes, yes, yes,
they've
yes.
They've done it for years. And
for
look
years.
What we have out of it. We have open borders where millions of people are pouring in. We have the Afghanistan disaster. We have military going woke. Our military is so great. Don't worry about our military. It's the leaders on the top. They'd love to take it, but it's not going to happen. You know, as you know, we defeated ISIS, 100% of ISIS, in 3 months. People said it would take 4 years. We had the most unbelievable plan that we did. And General Raisin Kane. Did you ever hear of General Raisin Kane? You know that story, right? General Raisin Kane, what's your name, sir? He goes, he looks at me, I go, General, what's your name? He says, Kane, sir, Kane. What's your first name? Raisin. I said, what? My first name is Raisin, sir. He said, your name is Raisin Kane. Your name is Raisin Kane. I'm going to love you, Raisin Kane. This is what... And he knocked him out in 3 months. We knocked him out. Supposed to take 4 years, 5 years. They said we couldn't even do it. Too slippery. They weren't too slippery. We have the greatest military in the world, but we're not allowed to use it. We don't let our great people do it. But we knocked out 100% of ISIS. We got rid of al-Baghdadi, the founder of ISIS. We knocked him out. Remember Conan, the dog, Conan. He was not happy when he saw that dog coming at him at 50 miles an hour and growling. But Conan was great. Conan almost got electrocuted, remember? Almost got electrocuted. But Conan was amazing. We gave Conan a medal. And Soleimani, the king of death, he had more. He loved the roadside bombs. He was the real developer of the roadside bomb. He killed many of our soldiers, many people all over the world he killed. But we got rid of a lot of bad people. And Iran was broke, so they couldn't do anything. That's why you didn't have terror then. You know, we had no terror, zero, for 4 years. And I wanted to talk 2 years in, 3 years in, three. I wanted to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. And then the next day something happens, right? I didn't want to jinx myself. We had no terror. After 4 years, I talk about it all the time now. We had a terror ban. We had a travel ban. And people said, oh, we don't want a terror ban. Oh, really? You want to let people come in for bad? We didn't have that. We got upheld in the Supreme Court what I wanted. We had no terror. Think of that. No terror for a period of 4 years, zero. We also had another thing. Last week, they had numbers come out. And these numbers are hard to believe, even for me. But in 2019, our year, we had no terrorists coming into the country. As soon as Biden took over, we have record number of terrorists. So all those people you see come in the invasion, and it is an invasion, and many of them happen to be all male, from 18 to 25 years old, perfect age for a soldier. 27,000 from China. Think of that. Are they building an army within our country? Could that be possible? Okay, could that be possible?
Yes.
Coming in from Yemen, coming in from all over the Middle East, coming in from places
you really don't want to have too many people coming in. We have to be careful. But what they're doing is a horrible, horrible thing. You can almost predict within a percentile, I would say 100% certain, that you're going to have a major terrorist attack in our country because of what they're letting into our country on the southern border. Millions of people are coming in. I believe the number by the time this guy gets out, and we have to get him out, but I believe it'll be 15 to 16 million people. That's bigger than New York State. That's more people than New York State. And these aren't people that, you know, for the most part, look, again, they come from prisons and they come from mental institutions, but they're also people the countries don't want. They're not sending their best people over. You know, these guys are smart. I know them, the presidents, the dictators, the prime ministers. Some of them call themselves prime ministers, but they're very smart people. And they're not sending their hard workers. And you get a lot of people coming into our country that we're not going to want. We don't want. And we're going to have the largest deportation in the history of
yes. Yes.
We have no choice.
The radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we're not going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. We're not going to allow it to happen. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor. Do you know I've been indicted more than Al Capone? Did you ever hear Al Capone? Probably the greatest mobster of them all. If he had dinner with this very handsome guy in the brown shirt, nice shirt, if he had dinner with him, if you smiled the wrong way at Al Capone when you had dinner, he would have you killed probably within 20 minutes after the dinner. He got indicted less than me. And they indicted me, you know, for, I said the election was rigged. I said the numbers. Well, let me tell you something. From 2016, we still have Democrats there. By the way, do you see the way they're backing off? No. I thought it was wonderful. They don't want any part of it. The whole system is rigged, and we're going to change it because we have to go back. We have to go back. So when I get indicted, I'm actually being indicted. If you think about it, I'm being indicted for you. Because never forget, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. I won't let it happen. They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way, and I always will be in their
beautiful
way. We're thrilled to be joined tonight by the chairman of the Portsmouth Republican Committee, who's been so fantastic, Alan Forbes. Where is Alan?
No, well, just I'll turn some of this down because with the exception of you New Hampshireites up there, this would be less interesting to most of us. I mean, this is wonderful. Now, the president, just to give you a taste of what's coming up here, the president is going to speak next that we know of. Tomorrow, he's going to be at Melania's mother's funeral in Palm Beach. But then the next day, he's coming to Concord, New Hampshire, scheduled to speak at the same time he spoke tonight in Portsmouth. And he spoke quite a bit late. It was difficult to get there. So he may be late again on Friday, and we may luck out and have live Donald Trump here on Friday. He's also going to speak for you following this. We don't have a show on Saturday and Sunday, but he'll be speaking on Saturday in Manchester and Sunday in Rochester, New Hampshire, both cities. Monday, I don't know what he's going to be doing, but Tuesday, it's the New Hampshire primary. And the incredible thing, I don't think I got to this. Donald Trump's victory in Iowa was so huge. He lost only one county by only one vote. That county, I've forgotten the name, is the county containing the University of Iowa. And, you know, as we all know, our universities are what? What are our universities? They're hotbeds of leftism. Most of them are a curse upon the communities in which they reside. anyway, he lost by one vote in this county of the University of Iowa, which is in southeast central Iowa. If you're driving from Des Moines towards the Mississippi River, you're going to go through this town. And what they found out was that the left-wingers in this university town were re-registering from Democrat to Republican in order to vote for Nikki Haley. It's an organized plan. They're going to do it in – it's already underway in New Hampshire. They're going to do it everywhere they can. So Nikki Haley, disregard the numbers she gets, her 19% result in Iowa, how many of those were Democrats re-registering? Because in this town where she won by one vote in this county, they actually ran out of re-registration blank forms. There were so many PINCO students and left-wingers and academics lining up to fraudulently vote against Donald Trump in the Republican primary. All right, so let's go. If there's a dirty trick, there's no dirty trick that they will not employ.
Ready to be installed. Would have taken 3 weeks. And they sold it, much of it, for 5 cents on the dollar. They sold
the wall.
It for scrap. And that's the most expensive steel you can buy. We have rebar, concrete, and then wrapped in steel. Very expensive. It's exact. But they sold it for, I understand, 5 cents on the dollar. It's a really sad thing. And that's when I knew they really do want open borders. They actually do. And nobody can explain why, but Mexico gave us 28,000 soldiers and millions of dollars, billions of dollars worth of, much more so. You know, they talk about the woe Mexico's going to pay. Well, there's no mechanism for that. But they paid much more with what they gave us on the soldiers, on the Remain in Mexico stuff, much more than if they had contributed to the construction costs, much more. I want to get that straight because a lot of people say, oh, Mexico didn't pay. Mexico paid a very big price. Everyone's talking about the border policy, but we don't need new laws and regulations. We just need to utilize the existing. If you look at Tom Holman and Brandon Judd and all of these great guys, they have existing laws are fine. Now, we can do some improvements to them, but we just get it going, but nobody wants to do it. And the Republicans have to be very tough when they negotiate with these people. We'll be back in there sooner. We'll lead the negotiation, I promise. Nikki Haley will never secure the border. She doesn't believe in these secure borders. She can't believe in them. She actually opposed my border wall, and she was out of all of a sudden she's opposing the wall. I say, what the hell is going on? She's actually opposing it because she's basically, as you see, you know, when you have all of those Democrats coming in to vote, I don't know that she's a Democrat, but she's very close. She's far too close for you. She condemned the things we were doing with the wall, and yet we had the greatest border, the safest border we've ever had. That included, by the way, on human trafficking. We had the lowest numbers in 38 years. One of the most horrible things we have going on in the world is human trafficking. You think it's an ancient thing. It's not. And what made it so profitable and so big now is the computer, the internet. The internet made all of that, and it's mostly in women. They traffic in women, and it's a terrible, terrible scourge. And she didn't fight it like she's supposed to fight it. 2016, she stabbed the Republican Party in the back by siding with Barack Hussein Obama against the Trump travel ban. The Trump travel ban said, we don't want people in our country from certain countries that like blowing up their shopping centers and killing people every week. We don't want them. I'm sorry. And it was upheld in the Supreme Court. Upon taking office, I will terminate every borders policy, open border policy of the Biden administration. They have a tremendous open border. The policy they have is it's insane. We want open borders. We don't want to vet people that are coming into our country. Who can think this is good? Now, the only thing I can think of, and I believe this, is they want those people. They want to try and get them voting probably as early as this next election. They're going to fix them up. They're going to teach them 3-4 words of English, and they're going to say, get in there and vote. And we're not going to allow it to happen. We're not going to allow it to happen because there's no other reason they can want this. But I actually said, why would they want to do that? They cheat, so they don't even have to do that. So why do they? So I'm not necessarily a believer because I know how badly they cheat. This is far more than a campaign, what we have. This is the greatest political movement in the history of our country, maybe in the history of any country, to
yes.
MAGA.
History of the world.
And I actually believe, you know, do you ever see these guys? Well, you know, MAGA only represents about 52%. I think that MAGA represents 90 or 92% of the Republican Party. I do. I had a poll fairly recently. I saw a poll. How do you like Trump? And I got the highest number in the history of the party. And you know who second was? Ronald Reagan. I was at 92%. Reagan's at 87%. I was at 92%. And then I hear these fake people back here that, well, you know, the parties don't really want either one of them. I think they want me. They don't want Biden. But I think they do want me. I was at the highest number ever. Think what that would be like in 30, 40 years from now, if it goes like it's supposed to, right? They even like, I won't mention because they're Republicans, but they did a rotten job as president. They got us into the Middle East. They shouldn't have done that.
The Bushes.
They did a lousy job. So I won't use their names, but they even have their numbers. They even have their numbers that are reasonably high. You know, not too high. It'll never be too high. They got us into the Middle East. We got stuck in there for 20, 25 years. We spent $9 trillion and millions of people on both sides, millions of people killed. But together we ended the NAFTA disaster, the worst trade deal ever made, and replaced it with the brand new USMCA, the best trade deal. It's the best trade deal
now
ever
he's,
made.
He's going through the incredible catalog of the achievements we all remember of the greatest presidency in American history, which will only be surpassed by the next one. And you know what? I'll tell you, folks, as we close the show here tonight, this man is raising my morale. That is what a great leader does, raises the morale of the troops. Troops that thought maybe they were, you know, in a losing battle. Maybe there was no hope. A great leader sends those troops back out of that briefing fired up. And that's what Donald Trump does for all of us, certainly for me. And he's doing it again tonight. So this is this is wonderful what he's doing and how this is going. We've been waiting for this, haven't we, for 3 years. We're now in the fourth year. In 10 months, I think we're going to win. And I don't think the Democrats can pull any kind of a October surprise or something out of their wherever to stop the Trump train. We know they will try anything they can, and they have no debt, no bottom to their immorality. So, yes. Plenty of room to worry there, but what a leader. We'll be back again tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.